Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Kale and Company, sans Kale. Tony Bruno, Don Sensler, Greg Stocker.
Will we go live, Dawn, on your show to get the latest on the graduation festivities from Nick?
Oh, we should. We should get the play-by-play. That's a good idea.
We're in the middle of a cut sheet because it's the never-ending cut sheet.
Exactly.
Which we love, by the way. YouTube.com/@1210WPHD Fight Club coming up in exactly 6 minutes. So make sure you get over to YouTube. Get on over there now, YouTube.com/@1210WPHD. Hit the like and subscribe buttons while you're there. Kilmar Abrego Garcia is coming back to the United States.
Maryland dad.
To face trial for trafficking and all kinds of other stuff, right?
Allegedly, so the grand jury indictment that was returned alleges that he human trafficked allegedly some thousand people.
Well, is it
or a thousand instances?
So,
I'm not sure if it's thousand people or thousand instances.
So let's play Tom Homan. This is 10. Let's play Tom Homan. Then I want to discuss the is it worth taxpayer money bringing him back? Like, just let him stay in El Salvador. Let them deal with justice. Let them deal with justice there. Roll, Homan.
I got only a few seconds left, but I got to get your reaction to Kilmar Abrego Garcia. They wanted him back. They got him back, but he's been indicted on 2 counts. 1 count of conspiracy of unlawful transport of illegal alien for financial gain, maximum imprisonment, 10 years. You got count 2, unlawful transportation of an illegal alien for financial gain. How serious are these charges, real quick?
They're real serious. We're going to bring back. We're going to criminally prosecute. We're going to put him in prison. And when he gets done with his prison sentence, he's going to be deported right back to his homeland.
Tom Homan, thank you so much.
Is it worth it to bring him back here to face trial?
Yes. Yes.
I thought you wanted due process. Everybody wanted due process.
I didn't see that.
Well, not you, but, you know. They wanted due process.
Well, you know,
they got it, baby.
I don't even think he's going to be allowed to have another margarita with the guy from Maryland, hack out there, Von Holland, whatever his name was.
Yep. Chris Van Hollen, yeah. Dershowitz.
Alan Dershowitz.
I have thoughts about him. But anyway, he was on one of the shows, and he says that Garcia's wife, lawyer, made a major error by trying to get him brought back to the United States. It's not a bad point. Cut 12, Phil.
Big mistake, big blunder by his lawyers. His lawyers never, ever should have tried to bring him back to the United States. They should have filed a motion having him transferred from El Salvador or Nicaragua, where maybe there was some fear, to another place, say Argentina or Brazil. He might be a free man today if they had done that. Remember that he was ordered deported. The only flaw in the order was where he was sent, not whether he was sent. And so I think he may spend a long time in prison. If he's found guilty, he's presumed innocent. But if he's found guilty, he's going to spend a long time in prison complaining about his ideological, radical lawyers who made a hero out of him and try to get him back to the United States when that was not in his own self-interest. So lawyers made the most fundamental mistake a lawyer can make, putting ideology before the best interest of the client.
Wow.
Bad lawyer.
You notice Alan Dershowitz, now he's like on Newsmax or News Nation now. He's used to be on Fox all the time, I think. Now he's always on Newsmax. Is it News Nation, Newsmax, News Buzz, News...
News Nation and Newsmax are not the same thing, yeah. But
I know, they're two different things, yeah.
Yeah. I would, if it were me and I was running a network, I guess I kind of am, I would say, steer clear of the stench of Alan Dershowitz. That's all I'm saying.
What are you saying? Like, you think he's a little freaky?
I don't know. I'm not alleging anything, but like, homeboy, you know, may or may not have had close ties with Epstein. That's all I'm saying. I mean, he was his lawyer, right? So there's that. There's close ties.
He vehemently denies that.
Of course he does, as any guilty person would. I don't know if he's guilty or not. I'm just saying.
But it is interesting. You don't see him on.
Uh-huh.
Hannity used to have him on like every night.
Yep. Yep.
Now,
now the disgraced brother, Chris Cuomo, has him on.
Yes.
He's trying to. He's another one too. He's trying to do a rehab, thing where he's like, "Oh man, I just see both sides, brah." Yeah, you know me. I'm an impartial journalist.
I think it's roid rage. Have you noticed? Yeah. Chris Cuomo looks like he's on roids right now. He's too jacked.
He is jacked.
It's going to his brain.
Remember, we saw his butt.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't you remember that?
Of course.
And the wives. Yeah. He had a very fit butt.
Well, I mean, he's a fit guy because when you're a dummy, all you can do is work out, right? You know, when you're one of those talking heads, that's all I'm saying.
I mean, his career pretty much went south when he climbed up from his basement. Remember, pretending he was sweating and working out during COVID. Another phony, just like his brother. Couple of grease balls. Couple of crumb creep powered grease balls.
And you're allowed to say it because you too are a greaseball.
I'm an Italian, yes. Yeah. I'm a proud greaseball.
You are a
proud not the kind. Now Gavin Newsom is a greaseball too, but he's a bad greaseball.
Yeah,
I'm a good greaseball. You know what I'm saying?
I absolutely know what you're saying. all right, get on over to YouTube, youtube.com/at1210WPHD. I see there's numbers ticking up. Make sure you're hitting the like and subscribe buttons while you're there. Okay, it is that time. Today it was submitted. Again, by our friend, former State Senator Ed Durr.
Kale and Company Fight Club.
Stop. You're looking for a fight.
I am looking for a fight.
Fights will go on as long as they have to.
We know fights equal ratings.
You got knocked the out, man.
Fight Club on this Tuesday, sponsored by Tri-County Auto Group. Three locations, one priority, you. Visit tricounty.com, tricounty.com. That's right, because Brian Krieger and the guys at Tri-County Auto Group stepped up and they said, you know what, fights equal ratings. We know people want to come over and see it, so we're going to sponsor this segment. So as long as...
And now we have proven, though. We have proven, though, Greg.
Yes.
That you do talk about Fight Club.
I do.
Remember, you're not supposed to talk. Here, we always talk about Fight Club every single day.
Always talk about Fight Club. And I'm taking requests. I'm taking submissions. I have so many requests right now that it's going to take us through December. A lot of people have sent in submissions, so I'm going through them one by one. So if you did send them in to me, you know, Road Warrior, Chris Hippolito, all you guys, I have all your submissions. I will get to them. It just, you know, it takes some time. I have to weed through them all. And some people are sending me AI things that aren't real. So like, just make sure you do, you know, you're sending me something, you're checking it out a little bit. There's this one with this fat broad who was like fighting at a McDonald's or something like that was completely fake. So, all the people that sent that to me. You know.
You want to keep it real. You got to keep it real with me, as Ann Iverson once said to the media in Philadelphia back in the day.
100%. Okay, Fight Club. Here's chicks at a gas station. Not sure exactly what the situation is here. I don't know if these women did not want to pump their own gas, but a guy was filming as these chicks, the weaves are flying. I mean, this is a whole thing. Chicks at a gas station, today's installment of Fight Club. Roll it. Look at that. Oh man. Boy, she
punched.
She decked her. Look at that. Oh, and then the other one gets the way. Oh, look at.
You got to commit. If you're going to commit, you got to commitment.
They're swinging.
I love the guys doing the commentary too. Look at this. Now these two are getting into it.
No hair grabbing yet. You see the hair go.
Wow.
Ooh.
I said no high test. I want it regular.
Nobody's going for the hair, though.
Yeah.
No, this is just that. This is just flat out flailing.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, we got a lot of punches.
Oh, the weave is all. Look at that. They're grabbing that. Yikes.
Oh yeah, there's a weave off.
Oh man, look at. Oh boy. Oh man.
Make sure you put that phone right behind in your back, right in your butt crack. Make sure that phone don't fall down.
Because you can be curb stomping somebody, but you don't want to destroy that phone, right?
Exactly. This,
the big lady is sitting on the neck of the smaller lady.
Yep.
And then punching her in the face.
For those of you saying it looks staged, this ain't staged.
No, no woman, no self-respecting woman
would
allow her weave to get pulled off like
that. I know.
No way. The wig.
And now, a dude got knocked out.
Oh, he got.
Wow.
It's a KO. Oh, he's smiling, though.
They're finally calling off the jam right now. Yeah. As they used to do in roller derby back in the day, remember?
Yeah. This happened at a Shell gas station, by the way. So,
that dude's out cold.
Yeah.
That sucker's out. No, he's not cold. He's smiling. The guy got knocked out. Then he looks up at the camera. How about the camera person making sure? I mean, this is a great job of cinematography
here. It really is.
Whoever's filming this should get an award of some kind. He should have won a Tony Award the other night over the dude with the hairy chest who won a Tony Award the other night. Did you see that one?
Yep. I got to tell you, that is a good fight. We got some really choice fights, by the way. So thank you, Ed Durr, for sending that in, because we know fights equal ratings. And it's not my concept that fights equal ratings. Just look at like Jerry Springer and all that stuff. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like what got the biggest ratings on those shows? Fights. You know, people like to see fights. So thank you, Tri-County Auto Group, for sponsoring the ever-important Tuesday edition of Fight Club.
Now, those used to make me uncomfortable now, but we're so used to seeing them that it becomes normalized for
us.
True. We accept these things. Somebody's willing to film that and bring us up close action, you know, we got to watch it.
Agreed.
I mean, that's what it's all about.
By the way, if there's a fight today at Nick Cale's daughter's fifth grade graduation and he doesn't film it, he's fired. So I'm just warning him right now at 9:15. That he better have charged his phone, because if there is somebody sitting in his seat that wants to throw down with him, there's no excuse why he should not film.
Yeah, the guy that got knocked out was definitely high. He was high AF, as they say.
Fights equal ratings. Democrat Senator Alex Padilla says that getting back to the L.A. riots, which has been the main story of the day today.
I call them the Newsom Bass riots. Let's get it right. The Newsom Bass riots.
Thank you. Says that the vast majority of L.A. rioters were peaceful and passionate, according to Democrat Senator Alex Padilla. This is cut two.
Yep.
Roll, Alex.
The vast majority of protesters and demonstrators are peaceful. They're passionate. When you come into a community like Los Angeles, the way that the Trump administration has, you need to expect to be countered with people who are passionate about defending fundamental rights,
passion.
About standing up for due process.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Passionate,
fundamental
peaceful,
rights.
Fundamental rights. We played a montage earlier. I want to do it again. 21 here. This is put together by our friends at Town Hall, townhall.com. They did a good job with us. This is the montage of Democrats in the media insisting that these riots were peaceful and passionate. Roll it.
So hopefully the situation doesn't escalate, that the protests remain peaceful.
The majority of protesters have been peaceful.
That obviously are here peacefully.
Peaceful demonstrators.
There's a lot of peaceful demonstration.
Protests peacefully.
Peaceful protesters.
And so it was peaceful.
Demonstrating peacefully.
But we're going to do it peacefully, respectfully.
He doesn't like the scenes of people peacefully protesting.
He saw some more, some peaceful demonstrators.
The most important thing right now is that our city be peaceful.
We are having an administration that's targeting peaceful protests, people that are there to protest.
But that feeling of powerlessness and that anger that took so many people to the streets to protest peacefully.
Please maintain peaceful demonstrations the way most of them have.
Demonstrations in defense of our immigrant neighbors have been overwhelmingly peaceful.
Most of the crowds, again, that I saw, that I spoke to, that I was interacting with, these are peaceful people that want to get their message across. They brought signs. They're out with families in some places.
The vast majority of
videos are amazing.
Demonstrators are passionate.
Just a bunch of people having fun watching cars burn.
Nothing was happening here. Los Angeles was peaceful.
There had been no violence where anybody that was protesting hit anybody,
shot anybody.
You see cops being pelted by rocks.
A lot of these peaceful protests are being generated because the president of the United States is sowing chaos and confusion.
It was peaceful.
Yes. And meanwhile, Democrats are attacking President Trump.
There you go. Peaceful. Peaceful and passionate.
Peaceful. Mostly peaceful.
Mostly peaceful.
But the smoke, you know, the toxic air.
Yep.
That may have been a little bit too much. But it's okay. They'll put the fire out, and then they'll start new ones later on tonight. It's going to be good.
Cut 32, Fox News' Bill Malusian says a massive group of about 400 to 500 protesters have spouted up out of nowhere with no LAPD presence to be seen. Cut 32, go.
Factors on right. To it.
Yeah, we've got some action here, Aaron. Apologize. I want to go back to Bill Malusian. He's live there. He and Tommy Chu is his photographer. Bill, what are you seeing? Because we're seeing a lot.
Arresting.
Hey, Trace. Well, this new random massive group of protesters just showed up here. Hundreds upon hundreds of them. We're walking behind them trying to catch up right now. They've taken over the street. I don't see any LAPD here. They've got like their own vehicle convoy. You'll notice it's all foreign flags. Tommy, if you can just kind of pan off, it's all Mexican flags, Palestinian flags, flags from like El Salvador. It's all foreign. And they have their own little vehicle convoy here. Right now, I don't see a single LAPD officer. Let me turn around and show you how long this convoy goes through downtown LA. You can see all the way in the background, more Mexican flags, more vehicles. I do not know where this group came from. We were chasing an entirely different group earlier with LAPD, and then this one comes out of nowhere. This is even bigger than the initial group we were with when LAPD was pushing them around. So, again, I'm not seeing a single law enforcement officer anywhere. Heads up. Watch out for these cars, Tommy. We're going to keep walking down this way and see if we can catch up with them. Yeah, they're shooting fireworks. You might be able to hear that, too. LAPD has a helicopter above us now, so they're going to be watching this. I'm not hearing any sirens or anything yet. Still not seeing any cruisers, but they clearly have eyes on this, which is, again, a huge convoy. They keep shooting off fireworks.
This happened last night, like 10:30 our time, 7:30 Pacific time.
I would imagine, Chase, it's a matter of time before LAPD tries to respond with some units here, because this is the biggest protest group we've seen of the day so far, and yeah. I honestly have no idea where they came from.
Wow. Interesting. No idea where they came from.
Yeah. But it was mostly peaceful, and, yeah, hey, they just burned a couple cars. Come on.
But if you look this morning, and the word is now they've got the Marines there, they have thousands of the National Guard, and this morning, because it's 3 hours behind us, right, in Los Angeles, so it's 6:20 in the morning there, and so they have locked it down. They've got law enforcement and riot gear and full gear everywhere, and they are just facing off with these protesters this morning. So that's what's going on right now live.
As we speak.
As I'm looking at like KABC and all of the, you know, affiliated stations out there, KTLA, what they're showing are images of law enforcement at multiple levels called in by, he's calling in the, like we said, the Marines, the 2nd Battalion there. They are arriving, 700 Marines. And now they're saying 4,000 National Guard troops.
Wow.
The latest number, it was 2,000 when I think we first reported this.
Yeah, 2,500 this morning when we first got on air is what they were saying.
So now they're saying we're hearing 4,000. In other words, they continue to deploy new waves of just like manpower, if you will, law enforcement making a presence known to shut this thing down in Los Angeles.
33, Phil. Can you do a CNN report 33?
Jason, I'm going to interrupt you just for a second because I want to explain to people what we're seeing on the left side of your screen.
This happened last night.
It looks like some kind of altercation between law enforcement and an individual in a sort of yellow or neon sweatshirt. One man surrounded by several individuals and.
These were the tense standoffs last night.
Like a parking lot, a little bit away from the crowds in a way. So it's not clear exactly what's going on there. But as we've been watching the air and we've been going to you and our other reporters in the field, we have not seen a huge number of these types of arrests and incidents happening today. That is not to say that they did not happen over the last few days, but that what you're seeing now, this man being walked by law enforcement out of an area, it has been a somewhat unusual sight just for
peaceful
the
protesters.
Last few hours of these protests occurred, at least what we've seen on the air. Jason,
ridiculous.
I don't know if you've seen more of that happening or if you can give us some insights into when you've seen police perhaps detaining people today in these protests.
Of course. And when you consider what you were saying, Abby, which is actually a very good point, when you consider the amount of bottles, the amount of debris that had been thrown at these officers, one might think, one might expect that there might be more arrests, that you might be seeing more of these arrests, types of arrests on camera that you witnessed. But we have not seen that. We have not seen it. But what we have seen is standing out here in a group and then someone.
So they're saying there hasn't been a lot of arrests. Interesting. Even for the people that are throwing rocks, I mean, that's what he was just saying, Jason Carroll.
Well,
CNN.
Right there, but yeah, isn't Jason Carroll the clown who was at last one of the other riots that is mostly peaceful, fiery, but mostly peaceful? I think that's the same guy.
Oh, is it?
That's the same clown.
Yeah, interesting. I don't know.
Sure, when nobody's doing anything except standing there, police aren't going to arrest you for just standing there, even if you have purple hair, like that one woman with the big hat on. You know, having purple hair and being mentally deranged is commonplace in most big liberal cities in America, especially LA.
You know,
so you just can't arrest somebody for standing there. They actually were standing there peacefully. When you start acting up, acting the fool or shacking the fool,
yep.
You know what I'm saying?
You'll be shocked to know, Tony, I used to have purple hair, green hair, black hair, red hair.
Hey.
I was.
Punk. I used to have hair. Period.
I was punk rock.
Give me a head with hair.
I was punk rock.
Long, beautiful hair. Yes, exactly.
Dawn, talk to us about Kitchen Magic. Big three coming up, by the way.
Yes.
Will we get an update on the kindergarten brawl?
Ooh, got
coming
a lot
up.
Of updates.
Big three coming up. Dawn, Kitchen Magic.
Yeah, but maybe you're heading to the shore, planning your next shore trip, and dreaming about upgrading your home. This is a perfect time, and that brings me to our friends at Kitchen Magic. They can really help you fall in love with your kitchen again. So they're family-owned and operated, American-made, tariff-proof, so your remodel stays on budget. This June only, this month only, you got to do this. You enjoy 24 months, same as cash financing. Don't wait. Don't put it off. Get started today. KitchenMagic.com. You can call them 1-800-237-0799. So it's 1-800-237-0799. Kitchen Magic since 1979. KitchenMagic.com. You got to do it. KitchenMagic.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Odyssey's number one talk station, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Kale and Company, sans Kale, Tony Bruno, Dawn Stenslin, Greg Stocker. We are in it to win it, baby. 9:30.
Yep.
It's been a while since we had
some... I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to wear for the Saturday insurrection.
No, oh, it's...
This Saturday?
The Saturday, the insurrection
Saturday. Yeah,
what's
the Saturday? Appropriate dress? Because my birthday is Friday the 13th,
yes.
Which just happens to be the day, because mm-hmm. I was born on a Friday the 13th.
Wow.
Coincidence?
Yeah.
I think not.
And
then Saturday is Flag Day, and then Sunday's Father's Day.
Yep.
And then we got Juneteenth coming up next week.
Next week.
And then we got the summer solstice next Friday, the 20th. So a lot of big, big events happening right now. How many riots will we have by that time?
My God.
We have Tony Bruno's birthday, and then we have Dawn Stenslin's birthday.
Dawn.
And today is my 25th wedding anniversary.
Wow.
Wow. June, there's a lot of things in there.
June, a big month for Dawn Stenslin. Dawn Stenslin.
Yes,
big
it is.
Big month for... What deep fake? What Eric on the YouTube chat is saying? These are deep fake videos. What are deep fake videos? I have no idea what you're talking
What's deep
about.
Fakes?
The fight videos.
Which one's a deep fake?
The fight.
The cheap fakes.
Just go away.
You know what?
Nobody needs you. Nobody likes you.
If that would be the lowest energy deep fake I've ever seen. Because if you're gonna deep fake it,
yeah,
like rip their clothes off.
I know.
You know
I
what
know.
I mean? Like you're gonna have something a little juicier,
ugh.
Right?
people come out, no, he's deepfake videos. Deepfake news.
Who said it was deep? Who said it was deepfake?
It might have been. It did look a little stagey.
It did look a little stagey. I disagree with that. How dare you, Eric?
It did.
Yeah, Eric. My name is Eric. All right, Dawn. Let's do a big three.
It's the big 3 and 9. Feeling company.
Eric.
Sponsored by First Bank this morning as we are 67 degrees and we got all kinds of flood watches in store for us. Heating up to 83 with the Phils playing this evening. Citizens Bank Park against the Cubs.
Weather permitting, of course.
Yes, weather permitting.
It's supposed to
allegedly
dry out, though. Listen, I gave the weather today, okay?
Oh, yes. You're the weatherman.
It was.
Greg Stock of the weatherman.
I have the hair for it, too.
He does.
Thank you.
New Jersey voters will settle their primaries on the Democrats' side, the Republican side, for governor. And this contest, the media is saying that this primary election day, which started, the voting started 6 p.m., goes till 8 p.m. this evening in New Jersey, that this will send signals across America as to whether or not there is support for the agenda of one President Donald J. Trump. So they're trying to lure, I guess, Democrat voters so far to rile them up or say, hey, this election is really more about Trump. So New Jersey is
is it?
Well, I mean, it's the first really big election since Donald Trump was elected, right? So to say that, anywhere. To say that it's not, I mean, it's not, you know, it's not a referendum on Trump.
It's a primary. It's a primary, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So polls, like I say, 6 a.m. they opened until 8 o'clock this evening. Will the weather... Because it's hot, it's muggy, rain in and out. Will the weather impact us or impact New Jersey? We'll watch. And it's early in-person voting started between June 3rd to June 8th. Those mail-in ballots were sent out to voters beginning back in April. In April, okay? So they believe in voting early and voting often, apparently.
It started in April?
Yeah.
April?
They sent out those... You can imagine this. So obviously, on the Democrats, you have a total of 11 candidates vying for this, Democrats and Republicans. And so what does this look like? Democrats running mayors, Ross Baraka of Newark. Now, nobody knew who he was, of course, until
he got arrested. Yeah.
Yep. And really made a name for himself. We have Stephen Fulop of Jersey City, Josh Gottheimer, U.S. representative, as well as Mikey Sherrill, and then Teachers Union President Sean Spiller, former State Senate President Steve Sweeney. Remember, Steve Sweeney in South Jersey had a big name, speaking of Trucker Ed. That's who, remember, it was a big upset because Ed Durr beat Sweeney.
Yep.
Big name, especially in South Jersey. So, but also maybe seen as a swamp guy or a Dem machine guy. So the Democratic campaign has been hard fought and very pricey, with tens of millions of dollars spent so far, in the nation as far as all these ads. And that's going to ramp up over this summer. And then on the Republican side, obviously Trump endorsed Jack Cittarelli, a big name in politics in New Jersey. And then a newcomer, U.S. Marine, served as a United States Marine as well. And that's Bill Spadia, who is known as really the voice of a station that's the only New Jersey privately run media in all of New Jersey, because they don't have a TV market or TV stations. And so Bill Spadia, making the push out there as somebody who, as a military veteran, could run against a Mikey Sherrill, who's also, she's on the Democrat side. So this is, hotly contested, as we've seen this. So there are other initiatives.
Where is Phil Murphy drinking heavily while he's watching the election results?
New Jersey. I'm thinking about throwing out my sideburns. New Jersey.
Did he start drinking at 6 a.m. when the polls opened, or back in April when the voting started, the early voting?
By the way, I reported this morning, and I believe I saw this. I think it said 430,000 votes have already been cast.
Yeah.
Before the polls even opened this morning.
Yeah.
So
you are correct.
How many people live in New Jersey? How many eligible voters are there?
That's a great question.
And I have all these numbers. And that's the crazy part of New Jersey is that it's the most densely populated state in America. They don't have their own television news market, which is crazy, yes. Which impacts politics, by the way. So as of last week, there were almost 318,000 vote-by-mail ballots already returned, and nearly 150,000 voters had gone in person between June 3rd and June 8th. So think about these numbers. And then less than half of the vote-by-mail ballots issued to eligible New Jersey voters, though, have come in. So less than 700,000. Okay. And so this is the thing to watch.
Yep.
The highest in-person voting totals have been so far, it looks like Ocean County. Mm. This is good for bringing out the Republican vote. Ocean County, but only 12,000 ballots. Monmouth County and Hudson County. So Monmouth County, not even 15,000. Ocean County, 12,000. You can see Hudson County, more than 17,000.
Wow.
But obviously outnumbered.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Yeah, Republicans are greatly outnumbered, right? So what they're hoping for, registered voters, 6,575 almost.
Mm-hmm.
6.5, almost 6.6 million registered voters in New Jersey. And the Democrats outnumber Republicans handily. Okay. 2.4 million Democrats versus 1.6 million registered Republicans. So if all the Democrats vote, it's in the general, it's a done deal. Mm-hmm. But will they be motivated?
Yep.
That's the big question.
Well, I mean, you could say the same thing about New Jersey Republicans. Are they going to be motivated if Trump's not on the ballot?
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, when I heard those statistics in the 2024 election, I was like, oh, that's good news for New Jersey, for New Jersey Republicans. But is it just because Trump was on the ballot? I kind of think it was.
By the way, with all due respect to my friends and family in the Garden State of New Jersey.
Yep.
You said dense. There's no doubt. New Jersey is very dense.
Who
live there.
It's a beautiful state. By the way, since Tony Bruno is mentioning his birthday on the 13th and then Friday is the big day when and President Trump is headed to Fort Bragg today. That's where the commemoration of the we've talked a lot about the United States Army, the birthday that's being celebrated this Saturday. And actually, those celebrations of our military begin at Fort Bragg and in North Carolina. So let me just point out to you, because I was looking up Juneteenth, which obviously is next week on June 19th. However, when the community here in Philadelphia celebrates it, it's this Saturday. So there's a huge Juneteenth celebration outside near the Penn Museum area, celebrating African-American art, culture, community. And there are all-day-long Juneteenth festivals planned for this Saturday.
Interesting.
So Flag Day?
Yes.
Isn't Juneteenth next Thursday,
it is,
the 19th?
But it's a school day, and it's a Thursday. And so this is they're having DJs, dancing, festivities, music, double dutch, line dancing, workshops, storytelling, all kinds of Black-owned businesses and organizations being celebrated, food trucks all over the place. So you've talked about...
Will they also be celebrating No Kings, the big event where you're supposed to go out there and protest?
I don't think so.
Interesting.
Okay, I'm just asking.
I don't...
That'll be interesting to see.
Dawn shaping the news so she appears correct.
I'm just saying. Okay. In a game of rock, paper, scissors.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I believe... And we saw this at City Hall. Remember, over the weekend, they had, when Pride Month began in June, they did the Pride flag, and then, boom, the next day was like Monday. Remember this?
Yep.
And what did they raise? The Juneteenth African-American, like that flag was raised.
Mm-hmm.
In a game of rock, paper, scissors, I'm just saying the African-American community, I believe, in Philadelphia is saying, do not hijack, saying to the Pride Month and saying to the whole woke whatever other movements going on in the country that are pro pro-immigration, pro-illegal immigration, I think the Philadelphia African-American community is like, this is celebrating emancipation and black history.
I agree with you, Dawn. I agree. I totally agree with you.
And so I think they're saying, do not come to hijack our Juneteenth celebration in Philadelphia Saturday. I think they're not going to have it.
Interesting. All right, we have to get out here.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
All right, well, that was plenty for you. We have First Bank sponsoring our Big Three, ready to drive your business success with a trusted local partner. You can count on First Bank for personalized support, smart solutions. Help your business grow. First Bank, your trusted local partner for success. Visit myfirstbank.com. Learn more. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Thank you, First Bank, for sponsoring our Big Three.
Coming up at 9:50, your chance to win a gift certificate to Gallo Seafood Restaurant and Harv's Burger Bar. All you have to do is get the Morning Mystery Movie clip correct. That is coming up.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
A $50 gift card to Gallo Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallowsandburgerbar.com. That's gallowsandburgerbar.com. Morning Mystery Movie Clip.
And now, the Morning Mystery Movie Clip on Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
And I know you had something to do with what happened to my brother, Quick. Only way you're going home is shot. What the hell you think you're doing with that little Stop it! Stop it!
Think you know what it is? Be call at 12 at 855-839-1210, and you could win this great prize.
Had the potential to be a great movie. Had the potential to be a very great movie.
It did.
And then it just didn't live up. With all the actors in that movie, I was like, this has got to be a home run of a movie. And not so much. If you know that movie, 855-839-1210, $50 gift card to Gallo Seafood and Harv's Burger Bar. Phil Almquist, my friend, are you ready?
Absolutely. And by the way, I think Nick would like that movie because that's the kind of his taste.
That's very good.
Yeah, exactly.
Today, June 10th, we celebrate the birthday of Jimmy Chamberlain from the Smashing Pumpkins, who's 61. Heavenly birthday shout out to Judy Garland. We also lost Ray Charles on this day in 2004. Singing Life's Been Good by Joe Walsh in 78, Motorhead by Motorhead in 77, and Youth Gone Wild by Skid Row in 89. Albums include Pantera's debut in 83, Little Creatures by the Talking Heads in 85, 13 by Black Sabbath in 2013, and Blood for Blood by Hell Yeah in 2014. Also in 91, I love my stuff like that. 91, Temptations member Eddie Kendricks was arrested while attending the funeral of David Ruffin in Detroit on charges of owing child support. In 72, Sammy Davis Jr. was topped the singles chart. In 67, the Monkees recorded Pleasant Valley Sunday. On the same day, the first outdoor festival took place with Jefferson Airplane, The Doors, and The Birds. In 66, Janis Joplin made her singing debut with Big Brother and The Holding Company. And yesterday, Alice Cooper announced a new show in Bethlehem on August 16th. Tickets go on sale Friday. And David Byrne announced a show today at the Met on October 16th. Tickets also go on sale on Friday. But lastly, on this day in 2007, Don't Stop Believin' is playing on the jukebox as Tony Soprano sits in a diner during the final scene of The Sopranos.
Nice.
For Kale and Company, I'm Phil Almquist.
That aired on this day? And
the final scene, yes.
Went to black.
And by the way, when Nick gets fired for not filming, I will take his seat right here and I'll do all my videos for him.
he's in the host chair right now. By the way, do we have a winner yet? I don't know. 855-839-1210 if you don't know that winner. $50 gift card. That movie, a $50 gift card to Harv's Burger Bar and Gala Seafood up for grabs. Dawn Stenson, what do you have coming up in 7 minutes?
So we're going to update you. By the way, I texted Nick and I said, hey, if you have any graduation from the grade school graduation, call in anytime. During the, you know, during 10 to noon or whenever. I want to hear from him.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Hopefully Nick will call. Maybe he's got some good video for us. We do have the FBI's most wanted, not just from out in L.A. with reward money offered, but as well from our region. We'll update you on the Morristown situation, what's happening here in Philadelphia. A ton of news, Trump news, big, beautiful bill, budget news. We got all that. Coming up at 10:30, Dr. Marion Mass. So we'll talk about some new studies, COVID, what we know now, and as well, we didn't even get a chance really to go into what did RFK Jr. do yesterday? Who did he fire? The MAHA movement, if you will. So we'll have all the latest with that. Man, we got it all covered. And then primary day in New Jersey, we're watching what's going on.
Tony Bruno, you did a great job today, man. Thank you so much. You want to come back and do it tomorrow?
You're such a pro.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not the whole show though, right?
No, you're doing you're doing your normal What Up Wednesday, 7:30, 7:45.
We'll bring 7:30 to like noon. Yeah, well, as long as we need
7:30
whatever you need.
Yeah. Do it, baby. He's a man of stamina.
By the way, nobody got the Michael Vespa in the YouTube chat. Call in because you have the right. Yeah. You have the right. Come on.
Come on, Michael.
All right.
What does he win?
Nobody wins then.
$50 gift card.
Well, Michael won.
No, he didn't call in.
Michael.
You have to call in.
Call in now.
A $50 gift card to Harv's Burger Bar and Gallo's Seafood, the correct movie.
Hurry up.
Harlem Nights.
Call in.
Sorry.
855-829-1210.
No, you get nothing.
If he calls in within the first 20 minutes of the Dawn Show.
No,
Greg,
absolutely not.
He's done.
Dang it.
Dawn sends us next. Tony Bruno, thank you,
Michael.
Sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Love you, Miss Robin.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app. Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.